and a good morning to you.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bells, cause he is the good.
Bells indeed.
Not necessarily the news. Now with even more news and extra tariffs. There we go. We're unbuffering now.
Supersized.
Welcome our worldwide audience streaming so you can see what you can hear on the radio on our Hank Facebook Live as we speak. And as we do every time this morning. And as we said yesterday, at this time, Val Kilmer passing away at the age of 65. A lot of tributes coming out yesterday. And a lot of stories to Kurt Russell, who, of course, was with him then in Tombstone. Which, how many people watched Tombstone last night?
Just a,
man, gosh, that was such a great character, Doc Holliday and that, and Val. So Val Kilmer and Kurt Russell evidently had exchanged gifts after they filmed Tombstone. And interestingly, Kurt Russell bought Val a burial plot in Boot Hill Cemetery there in Tombstone, Arizona, the famous one. And then Val, in turn, bought Kurt Russell the plot of land that overlooked the cemetery. That was just a weird little note.
So we can see him forever.
None of which, evidently, Twitter X picked up on. Now, see, Elon's got his very own... X has their own ChatGPT AI thing, you know, that just pops up and will say, hey, that's not accurate.
Aye.
Or watch out for this. Well, every time it came up yesterday on social media, on X, that Val Kilmer had passed away, it would say immediately, no credible evidence shows Val Kilmer has died. So a little off on that, perhaps, Elon, on the AI front.
Maybe they need to check the 92.1 Hank FM wall for all the updates on that.
Yeah, have we forget?
I don't know.
We forgot the wall.
I know. Yeah. See, that's what happens all the time.
I want you on
time.
That wall.
I love you, wall.
I need you on that wall.
Bruce Willis battling early onset dementia, but was once one of the most legendary action stars in Hollywood. And before that, well, he cut his teeth the old-fashioned way as an intern. Remember those days, kiddos? Well, Bill Murray says he worked as a page for NBC at 30 Rock, and his gig was to refill the pretzel and candy dishes for all the big celebrities and actors. Years later, when Bruce was famous, he remembered that Bill and SNL co-star Gildner Radner were really, really nice to him. Bill says the diehard star is a good guy and a good friend.
Talking about internships, the kiddo was applying for one. We had to do a resume. Of course,
well, yeah,
he's a junior in high school.
The LinkedIn and all that.
And I'll be darned, hers looks better than mine.
Congratulations.
We're good. They are graduating and moving on the... Live with Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos, leaving their live studio that they've used after 37 years, moving down the street a little bit up there in New York. And that's the one that had, this studio goes all the way back to Kathy Lee.
Hey!
And Regis. Back when people watched their show!
I swear I'm wearing a bra.
I'm just kidding, ladies and gentlemen. I miss Regis so much.
I know.
And in the talk show world, it looks like Kelly Clarkson may want to end her show. She's kind of over it. In fact, for like the past month, they've been in reruns, and I think yesterday was too. And it just, after her contract with NBC expires for the Kelly Clarkson show, next year, that will be it. She's up there in New York, and reports are that she wants to move back here to Texas. She's Burleson native, but... There are also rumors that she has been offered Hoda Kotb's position there on the NBC Today Show Part 8, or whatever that is, with Jenna Bush Hager.
Mm-hmm.
So, she could get paid to drink wine on TV every day.
I mean, that's not a bad gig. It's no Burleson. Burleson has way better kolaches.
I mean, why do you think we got in the business? Here we are.
So something I did not have on my bingo card for 2025, Dolly Parton with a new fashion line. And it sounds fabulous. They're denim. They're called Jolene's jeans. With the leans.
J-O-L-E-A.
It's also vests, baby tees, and more. And all that is fantastic and wonderful. The big surprise here. Who she teamed up with to do it. That would be, I'm not making this up, Khloe Kardashian.
And they just thought, well, why don't we do a Dolly line and do some Jolene jeans and some of the Dolly little shirts and things that we've seen Dolly wear through the years on TV and magazines and all. And especially since the country flavored clothes are so big now. And it just seemed like the perfect time with the perfect people. And I never try to miss out on good timing.
Okay, you know, I'm not mad, Dolly. I may be a little disappointed.
You know, it's interesting, Dolly and the Kardashians. You're right. Wouldn't have put those together.
I mean, I'm not saying they're responsible for the downfall of Western society.
But it is.
And I'd pick new friends for her. I'd pick different ones.
It's Khloe's line, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not Kim's line.
It's not Kim or Courtney's or the Kylie Jenner's
if Dolly
or Rob's.
And Skims ever got together, we'd have major...
Oh, yeah, nobody... No, that's...
Somebody lose an eye. I don't know what that meant. As we've been following, getting ready for the wedding of the summer there in Venice. Jeff Bezos and Laura Sansa.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about you and the girlfriend.
No, it's going to be the Bezos wedding. And, of course, rumors and whatever. I don't think it's a rumor that they booked, like, every single hotel room everywhere. And the Venice is freaking out. And they're like, there's too many people going to be here. Mm-hmm. Well, the mayor of Venice emphatically said yesterday, denying reports of possible disruptions for the city, and that they are welcoming Bezos and Sanchez to have their nuptials. End point, says the mayor of Venice.
So what about all the other tourists who have planned a big trip to Venice, like a once-in-a-lifetime, who may or may not be billionaires?
Well, just like that, everyone in Venice suddenly is a Prime member. Can't buy people off.
So show of hands, who may have made a questionable choice with the tramp stamp tattoo back in the early O's? Well, fear not, because apparently... they are coming back.
Ken Buckner.
I do not have one.
It's a good look.
I think
if anybody could pull it off, it would be you. Meanwhile, the 80s are also having a moment. Apparently, the big shoulder pads, like we saw on Michelle Pfeiffer in Working Girl, those have been spotted on the runways all over New York and Paris, which I know you watch all the time, KB.
You know it. Yeah.
But don't worry. These ones more lighter and easier to wear than the OGs, if you will.
I say bring it back.
Why did we want our shoulders bigger than our ears?
Nobody knows, Heather.
Nobody.
Nobody knows. Apple yesterday added 8 new emojis to iPhones, including an exhausted one with dark bags under its eyes. Finally, an emoji for us. And then Keith Richards got an award for being a good citizen of the state of Connecticut.
Aw, go Keith.
Fun fact, Keith Richards has lived in Connecticut since 1985 and has a deep history with the state. Turns out he knew the founders. So.